"Pardon me," he said, "if I've overheard words that you are saying. I don't pretend to understand what you're talking about, or your reference to burglars, but I think I'm right in believing," this is what he called being on his dignity, "that you think I'm no good. I will show you. I have no signs on my door. It was painted a week ago, and I'm quite sure you've come to the wrong house. As soon as I saw your funny faces on the doorstep, I had my doubts. But treat it as the right house. Tell me what you want done, and I'll try it. If I have to walk from here to the east of east and fight the wild wereworms in the last desert. I had a great-great-great-granduncle once, Bull Roarer Took, and—"
"Yes, yes, but that was long ago," said Gloin. "I was talking about you, and I assure you there is a mark on this door, the usual one in the trade, or used to be. Burglar wants a good job, plenty of excitement and reasonable reward. That's how it's usually read. You can say expert treasure hunter instead of burglar, if you like. Some of them do. It's all the same to us. Gandalf told us that there was a man of the sort in these parts looking for a job at once, and that he had arranged for a meeting here this Wednesday tea time."
"Of course there's a mark," said Gandalf. "I put it there myself, for very good reasons. You asked me to find the 14th man for your expedition, and I chose Mr. Beggins. Just let anyone say I chose the wrong man or the wrong house, and you can stop at 13 and have all the bad luck you like, or go back to digging coal."
He scowled so angrily at Gloin that the dwarf huddled back in his chair, and when Bilbo tried to open his mouth to ask a question, he turned and frowned at him and stuck out his bushy eyebrows till Bilbo shut his mouth tight with a snap.
"That's right," said Gandalf. "Let's have no more argument. I have chosen Mr. Baggins, and that ought to be enough for all of you. If I say he is a burglar he is, or will be when the time comes. There's a lot more in him than you guess, and a deal more than he has any idea of himself. You may, possibly, all live to thank me yet. Now, Bilbo, my boy, fetch the lamp, and let's have a little light on this."
On the table, in the light of a big lamp, with a red shade, he spread a piece of parchment rather like a map.